Scott, you suggest that government agencies should take two steps as a way to strengthen their ability to use predictive analytics and rapid cycle evaluation. Tell us about those.
Yeah, I think that there's at least two key steps that agencies can take. The first is agencies can conduct a feasibility assessment, identifying what types of issues they would like to predict with predictive analytics, what types of changes they would like to test with rapid cycle evaluation, and then assessing whether they have the data in place to implement those tools. If they don't have the data in place, assessing, you know, what changes and how long would it take to get the data in place where we can start using predictive analytics and rapid cycle evaluation. In addition to the feasibility assessment, agencies can take a longer-term view and a bigger picture view by taking steps to improve data governance. Data governance is really about setting the ground rules for who can make decisions about data, determining, you know, how we're going to measure the quality of data, and establishing who has accountability for ensuring that the data are high quality. Without high quality data, these tools of predictive analytics and rapid cycle evaluation are not going to be that useful.